You went out on a first date.
Everything went well. We had a little kiss. It was great.
And you're still waiting for the second.
Why is he not texting?
Marco and Krista.
Come on, just text. Text. Come on. We had a good time. You know you want to text me.
It's second date update.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. You just heard Miranda, who went on a date with Otto. Very nice. She had a great time. He's not calling her back. The only thing that she can recall is getting on her phone and getting on an app and checking on her cats.
Yeah, kind of like, you know.
Cat cam.
Cat cam. Yeah. Like with you have little babies. And
which for me, if I were with a girl who was checking her cats, it would throw a red flag up. But that's
you would
just,
be done.
I don't know if I would be done. Mm. It depends on how hot Miranda was.
Well, but that was okay.
No, I'm kidding.
True
I'm joking.
That.
All right,
no, you're not.
I'm just kidding, Miranda. Don't say anything. We're going to call Otto right now and see if that's the reason or if there's something else going on, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Otto?
Yeah.
Hey, Otto, how are you, buddy? This is Marco and Krista. We're on 93.1 Jams here in Madison Radio Station.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
What's up, man?
Hey, we do a thing on our show called Second Date Update, where you might have gone out with somebody, and for whatever reason, you're not getting back in touch with them, and we just kind of call to see what's happening on your end here. You went out with a girl named Miranda, the cat lady.
Oh, Miranda. Yeah, I remember.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding with the cat thing. But, I mean, you did go out on a date with her, and she, you know, you haven't really talked to her since then. So we're just kind of, you know, wondering what's up.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounds like you know. You called her the cat lady.
Oh, no, it is.
We had a great time for the most part, but pretty much about 5-10 minutes into the conversation, she started talking about her children. And at first I was like, oh, okay, I didn't know you had kids. She didn't mention that when we met at the coffee shop, but okay.
Yeah.
But then I think about another 5-10 minutes in, I realized that she was talking about her cats.
Okay, so wait a minute. She calls her cats her children.
Her children, yeah. I think she has like, I don't know, 18, 20 cats.
Nuh-uh.
18
or 20. Nuh-uh.
Boy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, maybe not. Yeah. Maybe like 16. I don't know, but she has a ton of cats.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, so.
And, she just talked about them. She talked about how she, you know, she basically, she dresses them up, and she has like a photo album of them. And then right at near the end of the day, she pulled out her phone and was like, you know, looking into it. And I just, you know, figured checking Facebook, something. And she's kind of like making these like coochie coo sounds to them or something to the phone. And I realized she has this camera set up and she's talking to her cats in the middle of our date and just checking up on them. She said she could give them treats.
Can I interject?
Sure.
Yes, girlfriend. Yeah, we go, sure.
How do we? That's Miranda,
yeah,
actually.
That wasn't
she's,
me.
She's on the. Miranda's
Hi, Otto.
She's on the phone with us.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Hilarious.
Hey, guys. You know, we were just kidding around earlier, Miranda, when I called you crazy cat lady. I was literally joking, but it seems, at least on Otto's end, that you might.
Oh, great. Now you got two guys that have issues.
Right? What is it? Like, come on, guys. Are you feeling intimidated by my cats? My cats are not trying to compete with you. I mean, they're just my babies. I love them. You
first
know?
Of all, okay,
is
first
it weird that I call them my babies?
A little.
It's unconditional love, you know? But I take issue with a few of these things. First of all, I don't have 18 cats.
Well, how many cats do you have?
Yeah, how many?
Okay, I have 9, but that's not 18.
No, that's half.
That's true.
So how did you get 9 cats?
I started out buying 2, and then all of a sudden just they started coming to me. You know, people in the neighborhood, if there were lost cats, or friends who were moving, things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, you scared Otto a little bit because you have the app, and you were, like, making cat noises, and then you were talking to him, and you kind of didn't pay to... pay any attention to Otto on the date.
Otto, were you just jealous?
That's not true.
Otto?
His feelings were hurt or something because he was a little awkward. I don't know.
Is Otto still on the phone?
Otto, are you around?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, Otto, is this a deal breaker for you that she has so many cats, or is this something you can look past? Yeah. I mean, you did like her. You met her in the coffee shop. You seemed to hit it off.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for me personally, 9 cats is entirely too many cats. I mean, I'm not a cat hater either, but 9 cats, one would be too much. But then the other thing is, I don't know, I it would be hard for me to be with somebody who can't leave their cats at home. They can't go out and enjoy, you know, a night off from their cats. It's just,
I'm
not trying to share a relationship.
Enjoy a night off. It's just that, you know, people check their Facebook every 20 minutes. Why is it such a problem that I check in on my cats a few times throughout a few hour period, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people don't get chastised for having baby cams in their nurseries and checking in on that. Like, why is that different?
You mean the human babies? All right, listen.
Yeah.
In all fairness, though, Miranda, it's not like you did this on purpose. I mean, like, you could go on a date with Otto, just hypothetically speaking, and not check your phone for your cats, can't you?
Right.
Or can you not?
Well...
Okay.
Okay. Well, here's a question I have. Otto, are you open to just dating women in general who have children or not? I'm just curious. Would you date a woman who has children?
I mean...
Yes or no?
I'm not going to say no. No, I mean, I would.
I think he has commitment issues.
Do with commitment issues. It's just that I'm looking for somebody who can really give me all their attention.
Okay.
And that's really what I'm looking for.
So I'm just saying, you know, those are her children. So I would just say he probably should not be dating someone who, you know, has, you know.
Well, here's the deal. Otto, if you want to try it again with Miranda, what we do on Second Date Update is I actually will pay for a new date for you guys. You guys can go out. You can go anywhere here in Madison you want. I'll take care of the bill. You don't have to worry about anything. You guys can just talk. You can figure it all out. If you want to go back out with Miranda and give her a second chance, then I'd be happy to pay for it.
You can go to PetSmart.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally actually would like to get to know her. I mean, I really did enjoy the date. I really did enjoy our conversation. So if we could leave the cats at home, I would really love to go out.
All right, Miranda. Aww. So there you go. He's going to make a concession here to try it back out. What do you think?
Well, I could definitely try that.
All right.
Yay.
Look at that.
And just remember that the cats do come with her now.
Yeah,
Otto.
But not on the date.
Not on the date, but...
not on the date.
For the rest of your life.
Okay. One date at a time.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Date.
You guys will be a couple of cool cats hanging out.
Oh, thank you. Good. Yeah.
See what I did there?
I did.
Meow, don't get mad at her.
Oh, meow. Shut up.